Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, What Can the Righteous Do? Many times we can relate to David, who at one point felt like just getting away from it all. Like a bird fleeing into the mountain. Psalm 11, verse 1. For David, it was a difficult and dangerous time, where the wicked were scheming to bring him down. In that context, he asked, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Verse 3. The foundations refers to the underpinnings of society based on the rule of law and order, in keeping with what is right and wrong before God. If the whole order of society is seemingly in jeopardy, what can the righteous do? Great question. David really answered the question before he asked it. In verse 1, he said, he began the psalm with, In the Lord I have put my trust. That's the New King James translation. The ESV translates it, In the Lord I take refuge. That's the idea of trust. Instead of running away from his problems, he had determined to seek refuge in the Lord. This is what the righteous do. They seek refuge in the Lord. If the very foundations of society are breaking down, our only solace is in the Lord. David saw no other answer. After asking the question, what can the righteous do? David immediately said, The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. Instead of focusing on earth, David put his attention on the truth of God's sovereign rule from heaven. Earth tends to get all the attention, but heaven still rules. God is watching. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. Verse 4. The great challenges of life that seem so overwhelmingly hard are in reality tests. God uses these times to refine and prove us. They have purpose. And the great issue is always one of trust. Will we seek refuge in God, or will we yield to worldly temptations to respond in the flesh? Psalm 11, verse 5 says, The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. The Lord tests the righteous when the very foundations of society are trembling, but the wicked, the one who loves violence, God hates. I think we can just let this speak for itself. Those who wickedly destroy the foundations with violence are not favored by God. Yes, God allows these testing times for the righteous, but he's not overlooking it. Psalm 11, verse 6 and 7, Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. The fate of the wicked is ultimately God's fiery judgment. God hates what they stand for, and he will judge them for it. It's just a matter of timing. In contrast, the Lord loves righteous deeds. He loves those who seek to live right. And the promise is that the upright shall behold his face. Those who truly trust in the Lord are evidenced by how they live. They are ultimately blessed and will see God's face. The righteous will eternally enjoy God's presence and favor. What can the righteous do? They can put their trust in the Lord. In the end, the wicked will burn and the righteous will enjoy God's presence forever. Living light of eternity, the foundations of society may be destroyed, but God is still on his throne in heaven. Before God, it is the ultimate end of the matter that matters. Revelation 22, 1 through 5, Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Lord, we thank you for who you are, the sovereign God who is still on his throne. No matter what's happening on earth, no matter how much the foundations may be shaking and being destroyed and all that's going on, Lord, we thank you that you're still God. You're still on the throne. And Lord, we know the ultimate end of the matter. The righteous will be favored with your presence. The wicked will burn. Lord, we thank you for the invitation to them that they can still repent while they have breath and turn and be converted. Come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Have your way in hearts and lives as the word of God goes forth. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.